Multicultural communities face unique barriers to communication and decision-making, yet they possess vital knowledge for climate solutions. Empowering community leaders, allowing climate messaging to be culturally relevant, and ensuring their voices are included in policy making will allow for more effective and inclusive climate change solutions. Dr. Yolanda Waters is the Director of Research and Education at MLI Multicultural Leadership Initiative, an organization that aims to rapidly scale up our multicultural community towards understanding climate change. The Wires Rush Free spoke to the Director of Research and Education at MLI Multicultural Leadership Initiative, Dr. Yolanda Waters, about this.
Yeah, it's a great question. So I guess climate change is an issue now where we need to be able to solve it. We need everybody on board. We need everyone's perspectives. We need everybody to be in support of solutions. And we just need everybody to be there on this journey. And in a country like Australia, which is an extremely multicultural country, where at least one in three people are culturally and linguistically diverse, multicultural communities are almost a key to the climate solution. And their perspectives and what they bring, the diversity and perspective that they bring, whether it's from their culture, their traditions, from their homelands or language, like there's just so much multicultural communities can bring to make sure that we get that public support that builds the political will to make sure we protect nature.
What work does MLI do and how can multicultural communities get involved?
Yeah, MLI, we work in two different ways. So I guess one is we work with the Australian Climate Movement. So the Climate Movement Australia, about 50% of all organisations are not ethnically diverse. So we work with those groups with what we call cross-cultural training to get them to consider how we can engage and talk to different communities more authentically and really try to understand how we can bring more people on board in a way that is genuine. But we also work with multicultural communities because we know that multicultural organisers are very, very good at getting people together, very, very connected, very unique, invisible networks of hundreds of thousands of people. And so what we also do is we offer a training called Shared Futures and Shared Leadership, where we try and build climate ambassadors within the multicultural sector. So people who are already leading in their communities, but we train them on climate. That's climate leadership, climate storytelling, advocacy, media, democracy. And it's a really, really fun training session. And we learn a lot as well as we do them.
Why is achieving net zero important in Australia?
Achieving net zero is important in Australia because, you know, the science is clear. More and more reports keep coming out to say that climate change is the biggest threat to not just the environment, but our economy, our way of life. You know, the cost of living is going up because of climate change. We have threats to food security and the foods we can access because of climate change. The safety of our families is at risk because of climate change. So getting to net zero is really important to protect people and communities, but not just net zero, because net zero is like the low-hanging, I guess, the baseline where we need to get to. We also need to work towards what we call real zero, and that's making sure we bring everyone on the journey. We make sure it's a just transition, so don't leave people behind, that we look after people's incomes and livelihoods as we go and make sure that the solution is fair.
As a marine scientist, what is the biggest threat to our oceans?
Yeah, I'm actually a marine social scientist, so I study people and their connections to the ocean and what that connection means for environmental action. But the biggest threat to our oceans is climate change. There's many threats to our oceans, but climate change is what we call a great threat multiplier. So it's this big umbrella, and it kind of makes everything worse and harder to address. So the ocean absorbs 90% of the excess heat trapped in the atmosphere. So the ocean's actually a climate hero. If it wasn't for the ocean, we would be way hotter by now. We would have burned up. So the ocean is absorbing that heat for us, which just makes things very unstable. It makes things in the ocean, it makes life in the ocean a bit difficult. And it makes other threats just harder to address, like water pollution, overfishing, plastic pollution. Yeah, climate change just makes everything a little bit harder. So addressing climate change, moving away from fossil fuels, is really important for the health of our oceans.
Yolanda, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think if I was to add anything, I guess to anyone listening, I really encourage everyone to get involved in the climate conversation. I know it can be quite intimidating and scary, but we know that the majority of Australians are aware and concerned about climate change. There's just still a bit of fear about talking about it and really being open to having the conversation. We don't all have to be experts. Everybody brings something to this conversation. Advocating on climate change doesn't have to look like what you think it might look like. There's really space for everybody, so I encourage everyone to embrace that.
Dr. Yolanda Waters from MLI Multicultural Leadership Initiative speaking with the Wires Rush V.